Welcome back to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In today's episode, I am sharing with you my number one hack for collapsing time and hitting goals faster. Keep listening.
You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In this show, online business coach and self-made millionaire Sabrina Philip shows you how to do entrepreneurship your way. She moved to Bali with just $800 in her bank account, and 1 year later had scaled her business to seven figures. Sabrina has been featured in Forbes, Business Insider, Goalcast, and Cosmopolitan, and is a contributing writer for Entrepreneur. Using her signature intentional, manageable, profitable framework, Sabrina helps women make millions online. Currently living in Scotland with her two doodles, Bonnie and Clyde, tune in each week as she reveals the best tips, tricks, and strategies for creating the intentional life and business of your dreams. Here's your host, Sabrina Philip.
Now, I see a lot of language on Instagram and TikTok that feels very flowery when it comes to this idea of collapsing time. And I've had clients come to me and they're like, I just want to receive. And they literally think that they just need to do some sort of secret spell, or they need to, you know, write it down. If I write it down 55 times, 5 days in a row, it's going to happen. And I'll talk a little bit about the psychology of where and how that can be helpful. But I guess what I want to go ahead and say before we get into this episode is that when we're talking about collapsing time and hitting goals faster, I am not ever going to tell you that this is going to come because of something outside of you. That's where a lot of people fuck up with this, is they think that there is something outside of me that I need to know. There's a secret that I don't have. There is a higher power that I need to access. I need to learn some weird light language thing, right? Like whatever it might be on Instagram these days. And I consider myself a very spiritual person, just to be clear. Like I spent 6 months living in an ashram when I was 19. I've been a practitioner of Advaita Vedanta Hinduism for I don't even know how many years now, 12, 13 years now. I consider myself to be very spiritual. And also, I do not believe that there is a being, a cosmic being outside of me that is going to determine whether or not I hit my goals. I believe that I hit my goals when I remember my own divinity and my own power. And when my dreams for myself and my actions for myself align with my highest potential, that is when the magic happens. But just to be clear, as we move into this conversation, this idea of like collapsing time, yay, I do believe that's a real thing. And also, it is never because of something outside of you. It is because of what you do. And so that's the big number one hack. If we were to put it into a sentence, my number one hack for collapsing time and hitting goals faster is to be the person who already has the thing that you want. Now, we're going to go at this conversation from two lenses. I'm going to give you very practically what mindset exercises do I do. I'm also going to give you very practically what is it that I'm doing on a strategic level. And then I'm also going to give you a case study of a client who I think embodied this really, really well and talk a little bit about the core beliefs kind of underpinning all of this for me. But the number one hack for collapsing time and hitting your goals faster is to be the person who already has it. Now, you might hear that and be like, okay, but what does that mean? That's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. So I gave you the example of someone writing down 55 times, 5 days in a row, I really want this thing. And then they feel like they got the thing. It wasn't because they wrote it down 55 times, 5 days in a row. It was because there was such hyper focus on the goal that it shifted their belief of what was possible, and that therefore impacted their behaviors and their actions and therefore their results. But it all starts in your brain. It all starts in mindset. Something that people I think sometimes struggle with, because I feel like there's such a push-pull of like, I'm all mindset or I'm all strategy. And it's like, actually, it's not that separated. Mindset is really just about making friends with your brain. And the brain is a very, very powerful tool and organ, and it is literally processing every second of every day thousands of pieces of information, and it is choosing what to feed back to you. And our brain is going to feed us back things that are familiar. So if you're constantly telling yourself that you suck and you can't do it, your brain is going to find ways to feed that back to you, that you suck and that you can't do it. If you are absolutely obsessed with your ex-boyfriend because you broke up and you're super sad about it, you are going to see that man everywhere. That's just how our brains work. So if you write it down 55 times, it's just your brain hyper-focusing. It's just your brain hyper-fixating. So in terms of practical mindset tools that I use to get myself into the energy of being the person who already has it, first and foremost, I pick an affirmation that I'm like super locking into. This is going to be a one sentence statement that summarizes the goal. And I have that all over my house. I have sticky notes all over my house. I have them taped to my computer. I might have them on my bedside. I might have them on my bathroom mirrors. But whatever that affirmation is, it is going to be very present for me. I will record it into a tool like ThinkUp, which is an app that you can download. I record myself saying the affirmation, and then I listen to myself doing that over and over. I have reminders in my phone that go off every 20 minutes or every 30 minutes with the affirmation popping up. The reason being is that our brain cannot tell the difference between something that we're telling it versus something we're actually experiencing. So if I tell myself, you're going to have a $1 million launch, it doesn't really matter if I'm not physically seeing the $1 million launch in front of me right now. If I keep telling my brain over and over and over again, you're going to have a $1 million launch, you're going to have a $1 million launch, you're going to have a $1 million launch, that makes an imprint on my brain. And that is going to rewire my brain, because where normally, let's say, a thought would have popped up like, you're a loser, you can't do this, my brain is going to say, no, you're going to have a $1 million launch. You're so successful. You're an amazing entrepreneur. You always get what you want. You always know what to do. You're powerful. You're resilient. So picking that affirmation or multiple affirmations that you want to lock into, I think is so key, because again, all of this is just about really hyperfixating and really paying attention to what we want to pay attention to. If you want to collapse time and hit your goals faster, you cannot forget about this goal. I can't tell you how many times I've had clients tell me a goal that they have. Let's say the goal is, in the next 8 weeks, I want to launch a funnel. Okay, a week passes. What progress have you made on the funnel? Oh, I totally forgot. I totally got sidetracked. That's okay. Let's go ahead and do this for next week. Next week comes. What progress did you make on the funnel? Oh, you know, I got a little sidetracked. I did something else. They are not prioritizing the goal, so the goal doesn't happen. It needs to be front and center. I think one of the reasons why we will sometimes forget about our goals, which is such an interesting thing, right? It's like, this is the thing I say I want more than anything, and yet I kind of put it on the back burner. Part of that is, you know, you don't necessarily fully believe that you can have it, but I also think that's very much a way for our brains to distract ourselves and to create distance, because there is a fear of what if I don't get it, but also what if I do get it. So there's an exercise by Dr. Carolyn Elliott. She wrote a book called Existential Kink, and it's called Deepest Fear Inventory. And the idea is basically to unpack why you might have resistance to getting the thing that you say that you want. So as an example, that client might have resistance to building the funnel because they're like, oh, it's too techy and I'm not going to figure it out. Or the funnel is going to break, or, you know, it's not going to successfully collect payments, or people are going to feel disconnected from me, or I'm going to have to run up a bunch of ad costs. And so there's all these reasons that are creating space between them and the thing that they say that they want. So understanding what is the story that I'm telling myself, very carefully unpacking that and rewriting that is so essential. And so when I am really locked into a goal, I might do a deepest fear inventory every day for a month. And what's really interesting is to look at, what was I saying that I was afraid of on day one that I'm not saying on day 30, but also what was I not saying on day 15 that I'm suddenly saying on day 30 or day 25 or whatever that might be. So it's interesting to see how some fears will fall away, but also some new ones will come up. But just that constant dedication and that constant self-inventory of what's going on is really, really key to hit those goals faster. Another tool that I always use is vision boards. So I literally have a Pinterest board for everything. Like, it'll be, here's the like English country house that I wanna have one day. Here's the wedding that I wanna have one day. I always have an annual vision board. So if there is a very specific goal that I wanna have, it is gonna be all over that vision board, and I'm gonna print a new poster to hang up in my office. I'm gonna make a new graphic for the desktop for my computer. I'm gonna make a new graphic for my phone. If there's like a specific statement or word of the year that I wanna embody, I might have that printed onto a t-shirt or onto a bracelet that I'm gonna wear all the time. But I like the visual aspect because it gives me images to lock into. I think some people relate to different things. I really relate to images. You know, something on my phone at the moment is I have a quote that is something that I'm super locking into, which is from Aristotle. And it says, We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act, but a habit. And it's a picture of me and my boyfriend holding hands. It's got that little quote, and it's also a little text that he sent me right before he deployed that says, do everything you can to make and keep yourself happy. That's the most important thing. And so like, that's the thing that right now I want to be reminding myself of every day. He's deployed. I can't talk to him at the moment. So just seeing that picture is super nice for me. Seeing that text, that reminder of like, do everything you can to make and keep yourself happy. That quote from Aristotle, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act, but a habit. Because for me, the big thing that I'm super focused on at the moment is building in tons of new habits. So that is my priority. So I visually have that everywhere. I have it all over my house. Similarly, I do tons of visualization meditations. So a visualization meditation could be like literally me visualizing getting the goal. So I like to visualize, what is that moment when I get the goal? So it could be, let's say I have $1 million month and I can imagine my mom texting me, oh my God, congratulations. I would FaceTime Lacey. She's crying. Oh my God, I knew you could do it. Blah, blah, blah. Like texting whoever. Like I imagine myself getting the text from everyone saying, congratulations, you did it. I imagine, what is it that I would do to celebrate that? Like, would I go to dinner? Would I get a new bracelet? Would I put money into a stock account? Like, what is it that I would do to celebrate getting that thing? And I just visualize that moment over and over again. A lot of athletes talk about when they're preparing for the Olympics or when they're preparing for a really big football game or basketball game or whatever it might be, they visualize themselves making the goal. They visualize themselves making the shot. They visualize themselves, you know, standing on the podium with the gold medal. And it's that constant repetition and that constant visualization that is so important for them. And this is a technique that the top high performance coaches in the world use and is absolutely something that you should be doing. So I constantly visualize myself having the thing that I say that I want. But first, I have to be clear on exactly what that is and really owning it. So another piece of this for me is I will tell people about the goal. If I have a goal for my business, if I have a goal for my personal life, I'm going to tell my friends and I'm going to tell my family. The other day, I went for coffee with my friend James. He's a runner. I am not. So he's like, hun, after my run, why don't we meet at this coffee shop? I'm like, okay, great. And so we're kind of chatting and I'm telling him like, here's some goals that I'm working on. And he's like, they're already done. I'll go to drinks and my friend Hannah, I'm telling her a goal that I have. And she's like, and of course you will. So also I think having the right people around you that are going to reflect back to you that your goals are possible is really essential. But like my goal is not a secret. I remember when I had my first $100,000 cash month back in September 2017, I declared it six figure September back when it was August, like before the month even started, I told everyone it was going to be six figure September. So it's telling friends and family, but also you can choose to own your goal publicly. Now that can feel really scary and that can feel very vulnerable because it's like, well, what if I don't do it? I will give you an example here. I said that I was going to launch my Hottest Ex-Wife Ever podcast last year. I was going to do it last August. I ultimately decided that I needed a little bit more time because it was very important to me that when I launched that project, that I was completely on the other side of my divorce and I was speaking from my scars and not my wounds. So I decided instead to push it to Valentine's Day. I said that publicly that I was going to do that. And then instead I changed it. It's not the end of the world, right? Like if you don't hit the goal the first time, it doesn't matter because you are still going for something that most people could never go for. You know, there are people all the time on the news who are running for political office or who are, you know, auditioning for acting roles or who are, you know, going for the Grammys or the Academy Awards or whatever it might be. Like we see people all the time going for things publicly and the vast majority of them fail, right? If there's eight people in a category and only one person can win the award, one person won, but seven people quote unquote lost, but we're still the one watching them on TV. So does it actually matter whether or not they got the Grammy or the Oscar or whatever it is? They're still the ones on TV. They're still the ones who are doing it. They're literally out there living their dream, doing exactly what they said they wanted to do. There are actors and actresses who literally have been going for decades, never won an award, and then they finally win one. Does that mean that they were a failure the whole time? No. So I think also not getting so attached to, if I don't get this goal, then I am somehow a bad person or I'm somehow lesser than, because the version of you who has the goal would never, ever, ever speak about a past version of you poorly. If your goal is to have a $1 million business, when you get that $1 million business, you're not going to be thinking about the $200,000 version of yourself and being like, oh, she was such a loser. You're going to be like, she was such a baby. She worked so hard. She really, really wanted it. I'm so proud of her. That is how you would speak about yourself. So you being not nice to yourself is like not an option. So that's the piece with mindset. Like, it really has to be super, super present. It has to be a daily priority. So when I talk about mindset work and why it matters so much, you are literally reprogramming your brain for success. So I hope that some of these tools that I've given you feel very practical and like something you can go execute on. Once we have that down from a mindset perspective, then it's like, okay, how do we actually execute this strategically? So if the hack is to be the person who already has the goal, to be the person who already has a $1 million business, to be the person who already has the boyfriend, to be the person who has whatever, the first question that I'm going to ask myself is, the version of me that is hitting that goal, what is she doing? So if I want to have, let's say, a $10 million business, what is it that I would be doing that I'm not currently doing? I would be putting out more content. I would be hiring more team members. I wouldn't be so afraid. You know, something I've been struggling with, not recently, but a couple of months ago, is all of a sudden last year, about a year ago, this anonymous account popped up and was, you know, making all of these anonymous posts about me. And it was really weird because I've been doing this for 10 years now. So why is it that all of a sudden, you know, after 7, 8, 9 years, someone is popping up and doing this? And it really got to me for a little bit. And I just didn't want to be posting online because literally every single thing I would post, they would take that, screenshot that, and attack me. And also, the version of me that has the $10 million business, the version of me that has homes in Edinburgh and London and New York City, she does not give a fuck about some losers online. She doesn't care. So if that's the case, I need to operate from that place. The version of me that has the thing that I want, what is she doing? And I go do those things. Practically, that almost always looks like talking to my audience and talking to my support network. So you want to be a very well-resourced, very supported person. So when I was, you know, getting started in my business, that meant hiring a business coach. That was like the first priority. Before a virtual assistant, before a web designer, brand designer, anything else, business coach. I had been with my business coach since, gosh, how many years now? November 2016, I think. So how does math work? What is that? 9 years, 8 years, a long time, a long, long time. And I've been with her and I've always had that support and I lean into it and I ask for extra help. Similarly, I'm going to talk to my audience. I'm going to connect to my people because I think that for this podcast specifically, I would imagine that 90% of people listening to this, 95% of people listening to this have a business goal in mind. You might also have a personal goal, but from a business goal perspective, we get our sales and our clients from connecting with our audience and connecting with our people. So I go talk to them. I put out podcasts. I send emails. I do reels. I do stories. Whatever it is, even if the goal is something tiny that doesn't feel so sales related, I'm still going to do that because I know that that is where my personal power comes from, is connecting to my audience, knowing what they want, serving them fully. You know, something I often teach people, I've been saying this for years in my sold out sales course, is that selling is an act of service. The idea behind that being, you might have a goal. Let's say your goal is, I want to have a 7-figure business. I know how to do that. I've done that with 35 clients at that point over and over and over again. So me selling my millionaire mastermind is an act of service because it will help you get more of what you want. And so you really have to own your ability to be of service to your audience. Even if you're not selling anything that day, it's just about being of service. And when I do that, when I feel really connected to my audience, everything else feels easier. And I think that's just reflective of a general trend, which is you need to lean into life and not out of it. If you want to collapse time and hit your goals faster, you need to go have fun. You need to get connected. You need to show up. Like, you practically need to go be the person who already has the goal. The version of you that already has the goal is not sitting on her couch all day. It is not sitting in her bed all day. Like, she is getting out. She is living her life. She is celebrating and having fun and executing and taking action and showing up and selling and following up with leads. I can't tell you how many times I've had clients and I'm like, did you follow up with that person who applied? No. Why not? Oh, I don't know. Do you see how your brain does that thing where the universe is literally sending you opportunities and you just kind of distract yourself or you kind of don't pay attention to them? And that's why the goal has to be so present for you. So really making it priority number one with all of those affirmations and sticky notes and placing it everywhere, but also with making space for it. So if I have a goal that I want to accomplish in my business, I'm never asking myself, can I do it? How will I do it? I more so ask myself, once I have this thing, how will I handle it? So for example, I, you know, let's say I'm currently in a mastermind launch, 15 spots. Cool. I don't ask myself, will I get the 15 spots? How will I get the 15 spots? Although I will be going into some practical steps in just a moment around that. I'm asking myself, how would I handle those 15? So I have the coaching call calendar for the rest of the year made. I have the retreat dates selected. I have the time blocked off in my calendar to do Telegram support because all the clients get private messaging support with me. All of that is in my calendar and all of that is scheduled out. So I have made space to receive the goal. And I think that creating space to receive the goal is so crucial. It's really hard to land a plane if there is no runway. Like you have to have a place for the plane to land. Build your runway, build your landing strip. And then the last piece that I wanted to kind of touch on more from a practical perspective is making sure that you're really investing from that place of when I say I want something, you know, like let's say my Hottest Sex Wife Ever podcast, I'll go back to that as an example. I invested in branding. You know, my Sabrina in Scotland project, which I've unfortunately had shelved because I had that all done, interestingly, the month that I got divorced, literally the month that I got divorced, the project was complete. So I held it back, but it's hopefully going to roll out, I would say like May 1st, June 1st, July 1st, something like that. But like I hired a brand designer, I hired a copywriter, I hired a web designer. Like I invest in the things that I say that I want and I make sure that I'm really showing up for that. There's an exercise that's really helpful. It's by Mike Dooley and it's called the triangle exercise. And what you basically do is you draw a giant triangle on a piece of paper with a line down the middle. At the top of the triangle, you write what your goal is. And then on one side, you write your name. And on the other side, you write the universe. And on your side, you write everything that you could possibly do. I can send an email. I can do an Instagram story. I can do a reel. I can do a live stream. I can do a webinar. I can follow up with my leads. Every single thing that you can do. And then on the other side, you're going to go ahead and write down every single thing that the universe is going to do for you. The universe is going to make sure that the exact right people see my post. The universe is going to put me, you know, right in front of the right people. The universe is going to make sure people open my emails. Like there are some things that you can control and there's some things you can't. And you are going to trust that a higher power is holding for you the rest. But the difference there is that remember at the beginning where I was like, there's no outsourcing your power. This isn't that. This is being teammates with the universe. This is saying, hey, I've got this side and I need you to handle that side. But it's not like, oh, I just want some magical being outside of myself to make it happen. You are the magical being. You are the magical being. Now, the last piece that I want to go ahead and give you here is a case study of a client who had a really incredible result. So she had a $1 million launch for a program. It was quite low cost. I can't remember the exact price point. I think it was like $2,500, $3,000 or so, something like that. So she got several hundred people into this program. As we were coming to the last couple of days of the launch, she was several hundreds of thousands of dollars away from the goal. And we worked on her mindset and immediately told her, like, this is possible. You can do it. Like, it's not over until it's over, because that's also a very common mindset hiccup is as you're approaching the end window or the end timeline that you have set for yourself, which with a launch, it's usually, you know, the day that you decide to stop selling. But we immediately got her super locked into, like, this is possible. But you don't stop until, you know, it's over. You go all the way. You don't push back because you think it's not going to happen. But then also we got very practical of the version of you who has the $1 million launch. What is she doing that you're not yet doing? Or looking at that triangle exercise, what are some things that you could be doing? Now, I will always give my clients very specific feedback. One of the number one questions I get on a coaching call is, I'm in the last couple of days of my launch. Do you have any tips for me? Do you have any tips for me? And it's usually, you know, multiple versions of the same thing. Like, I don't think that there's some sort of secret answer that you don't know here, but I gave her very specific feedback, very specific. You're going to offer an additional bonus on this. You're going to do an extra live stream on that. We're going to target at the end of our launch. We're going to focus on our warmest leads. We're not going to focus on going out and getting new cold leads. We're going to really dial in and focus, build relationships again, leaning in, talking to your audience. And she got the $1 million launch. But in order for her to take that strategic action, she had to see it as already done. She had to believe that it was possible. So for me, the core belief underneath all of this that makes it possible for me to collapse time and hit my goals faster is my number one core belief is I always get what I want. And I've talked about this in other episodes, but for me, I always get what I want is so powerful because it reminds me that even when I feel like I didn't get what I want, I still did. And that goes back to this idea of deepest fear inventory, which is there was maybe some resistance. So I didn't want to launch my Hottest Ex-Wife Ever podcast until quite recently because I wanted more time and I wanted more space and I didn't want that on my plate. So I did get what I want. Even if I didn't launch in August, I got what I wanted because I knew I wasn't ready for that. So now that I have, it's really taking off. We're getting tons of downloads. We're getting tons of reviews. I've had so many people message me. I've had people ask to be guests on the podcast. Like, it is moving because I want it now, because it's very present for me now. It's very top priority, top of mind for me now. So that really is the hack. You have to be the person who already has it. The person who already has it, trust that they always get what they want. They show up accordingly. They prioritize their goals. It is so front of mind. So this is really, really the key for getting your goals and making them happen faster. It is not mindset or strategy. It is both and. I hope that this podcast episode is helpful, and I'll see you in the next one.